Slavery. Under the control of an owner, not free. The left has made a political living convincing blacks they are not being treated fairly. Nothing in the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution mentions fairness. Created equally, living under the same laws, provided with the same public education, living in the same blessed land, and yet many blacks don't thrive. Why is this? I believe it is slavery. No, not the slavery that ended 150 years ago. The slavery I am referring to is the spirit of slavery that the Democratic Party has filled blacks with beginning in the 1960s. In the Obama fiasco, the terminology changed from equal rights and equal opportunity to fairness. Equal rights and equal opportunity are not socialist concepts. Fairness is. So the left made political hay convincing blacks they did not have equal rights and equal opportunities. The blacks were indebted to the Dems for trying to correct these social ills. Since equal rights and equal opportunity are now a fact, they needed a new concept to keep blacks from realizing that they were free. So they began to talk about fairness. Blacks build America. They're not getting their fair share. This leftist propaganda has the ultimate goal of causing blacks to hate America. We see this in the national anthem and flag insults they hurl. When will the slavery end? Never, if the Democratic Party has anything to say about it. I would love to see Native Black Americans take a look at the success stories of blacks from other countries, especially Africa, who come here and make very good lives for themselves. The immigrant blacks come here seeing a land of opportunity, without the false perceptions that the Democratic Party has used to keep American blacks enslaved to their socialist ideology. Institutional slavery and freedom. Though slavery is not overtly humanitarian, it did take people out of the bush where they lived hand to mouth and were hunted and enslaved by their own people. It gave them a safe place to live with food, clothing, and shelter. It exposed them to Christianity. It eventually led to full freedom and rights in the most blessed land on earth, which itself led to opportunity and lucrative sports, entertainment, and business careers. Many of the people from Africa that were not enslaved are still living in poverty, ruled by thugs, and in the darkness of paganism. Black Americans can be resentful if they want to, but none of them would change places with their brothers in Africa. For those who do not understand slavery, number one, it is not owning property. Consider property taxes. Number two, it is being denied freedom. See political correctness, attacks on the Bill of Rights. Number three, it is working for someone else. See income tax and other taxes. Number four, it is seeing the fruits of your labor consumed by another. See socialism, wealth redistribution. Number five, it is being treated as inferior. See elitism, deplorables, and abortion. You see, human beings have always been and continue to be slaves in one form or another. It is only in Christ that we experience true freedom. It is only in Christ that we are equal. John 8:36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And then Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. slavery, and cruelty. It is important to differentiate between slavery and cruelty. Slavery is an economic system. Cruelty is a symptom of a spiritual disease. Now, a slave may feel that they're being treated cruelly because they're slaves. However, their feeling does not imply that their owner is cruel. Look at the situation in most of the world where people must work in order to have a place to stay, food to eat, and on top of that, have to pay taxes. See America, for instance. Are these people not enslaved to an economic system? What is the material difference between being a slave to an owner or a system? Very little. Now, if physical cruelty is involved, that's a different matter. When farmers had to farm with animals instead of tractors, they rarely abused their animals. I submit that slave owners rarely physically abuse their slaves for the same reason. If you injured your slave, they would not be as productive. We see pictures of starving people in Africa today. Which is better, to be a slave where you are fed, sheltered, and looked after, or to be free to starve and live in squalor? I do not recommend slavery. However, we should not judge past generations for dealing with the circumstances of their day any more than they should be judging us for how we deal with the circumstances of our day.